Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to do. I want to remind you about something, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the history of Labor Day. You know Labor Day, right? That's today. And how did it get started? Well, some people say that a guy named Matthew McGuire is the father of Labor Day. Other people say it was Peter McGuire. Not related. They spell their names different. But those, Peter and Matthew, one or the other, depending on who you believe, were the fathers of a day that's set aside for this very important segment of the marketplace, workers. Regardless of paternity, however, such a day was first celebrated on Tuesday, September the 5th, 1982, in New York City. We know exactly the first day it was celebrated. There were members of the CLU, Commercial Labor Union, I think it's called. They took up an unpaid, that's important to remember, an unpaid day off. Remember, it was not official then. An unpaid day off to demonstrate solidarity and, of course, the very first thing they did on Labor Day, the very first one, they had picnics. In 1984, President Cleveland designated the first Monday in September as Labor Day, an official federal holiday. Now, there was another reason for that I won't go into right now. I've talked about it in the past. But there was a reason he was motivated to do that so quickly within 2 years. But it's been like that ever since 1884. The first Monday in September is Labor Day, and that's thanks to President Cleveland. In 1898, Samuel Gompers, then the head of the American Federation of Labor, the AFL, many of you have heard of that, he called Labor Day, quote, the day when toilers' rights and wrongs would be discussed, that workers may lay down their tools for a holiday, touch shoulders in marching phalanx, and feel the stronger for it, end quote. Alas, my friends, entrepreneurs aren't organized like our union brethren and sistren. It's probably because we're too busy making payroll. We're too busy making the money to pay for the paid day off, right? There's no official Small Business Owners Day set aside by the government as a holiday to salute the few who do so much for so many. A day to honor the real marketplace heroes, small business owners. There's no day like that. There actually is supposed to be a Small Business Week when the U.S. Small Business Administration recognizes the creme de la creme of entrepreneurs in America, but it's not a federal holiday, and it's not even the same week every year. In fact, this week, the SBA didn't even do a single week in a single place that, like they did for many decades. It was kind of spread around the country. Was kind of decentralized. It wasn't really, in my opinion, a real Small Business Week. Labor Day was created primarily to recognize union members. Today, this group represents barely 11% of total workers and has declined to less than 7% of the private sector. When I was a kid growing up, and both my parents were union members, there was about probably 31-32% of the private sector were union. Today it's less than 7%. Unions are having a harder time selling their product these days, and there are a lot of reasons for that. And the workers, the employees, are the beneficiary of all of that. But small businesses, think about this. Unions represent less than 7% of the private sector. Small businesses represent 98% of all businesses, produce over half of the U.S. GDP, and sign the front of the paychecks of over half, about 70 million, of all U.S. workers. So let's see. Let's look at this a minute. Big deal on Labor Day, but no Small Business Day. As I said earlier in the hour, what's wrong with this picture? So what's the answer? Well, I think we should celebrate Small Business Day as no other holiday has ever been celebrated, on Sunday. You know why Sunday? Let's make it Sunday because people would be off that day, but would be no payroll expense. How can you have a day that celebrates Small Business Day, small business owners, and make them pay for that? That wouldn't be fair, right? So let's do it on Sunday, when we'd have no payroll expense. I'd choose August as the month, because that's the month of choice, because that's when politicians are home on recess. They're off for 5 weeks, and they're always home. And so let's do it in August. We can invite them to come out and eat fried chicken on Sunday, have a picnic on Sunday. It's National Small Business Day, right? This way, those politicians can practice casting their pearls before small business owners in preparation for eating all that chicken and barbecue with unions on Labor Day. So it'd be in August, before Labor Day, on a Sunday. That would be my choice for Small Business Day. National Entrepreneurs Day, National Small Business Day. Now, there are other days out there. If you Google it, you can find where there's International Entrepreneurs Day. There are other days that have been set aside that people, individuals, have gotten registered in the calendars or whatever. But there's no national U.S. holiday like Labor Day to celebrate small businesses. And there should be. To paraphrase Samuel Gompers, small business owners deserve a day for which these signers of the front of the paychecks have their rights and wrongs discussed, that the small employers of our day may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but may also touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. So one of the reasons why there isn't a National Small Business Day, I think, is because we're so busy making payroll and we're not organized. If small business, and here's what I believe, folks, and I mean this with all my heart, if small businesses could get organized like big labor is organized, like big corporate America is organized, if small business, if we weren't such a herd of cats, if we could literally agree on the fact that small business deserves to be better recognized, that one thing, that's all we got to agree on, that one thing. If small business could do that, my friends, we could rule the world. And you know what I think? What's good for small business is good for the world. Isn't it time for a National Small Business Owners Day? Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.